Right now, it's time for Talking Books. We are joined in the studio by the one and only Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library and Chapel Hill's Community Arts and Culture Department, chapelhillarts.org for more on arts and culture, chapelhillpubliclibrary.org for more on the library. I like the, like, Captain Morgan stance you're doing right now to try to get
akimbo.
Like
arms akimbo, I believe, is that posture.
Revved up this early in the morning to do Talking Books. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am outstanding. How
good.
Are you?
I am doing all right. I am revved up and ready to go for the day, which means like 10 o'clock, I'm going to be like crashed out and done. Yeah, 100%.
I have to say the Talking Heads. Well, was that Talking
that
Heads?
That was Talking
or
Heads.
Was that David Byrne?
No, that was
solo.
That was Talking Heads.
Well,
that
whatever
was, that
it was
super Talking
that's
Heads.
One of my favorite songs, and it got me going. So
nice.
Thank you for that hype music.
I like it. Yeah. I wasn't sure which song to play. I was like, Susan, do you like Talking Heads? She was like, I love Talking Heads. Like, all right, here we go. Road
Boom.
To nowhere. Done. So what's going on at the library?
Oh, man. You know, both at the library and with Chapel Hill Arts and Culture, we're in this interesting space where we're doing our summer thing, which is a very active period, and we're getting ready for fall. Also a very,
very active period. Is there a non-active period? Is this like
not
February 8th is just
right.
Dead.
Yeah, there's like a 48-hour time like window between January and February.
Yep.
So let's see. Community Arts and Culture, Movies Under the Stars is happening again this week. It's been so much fun. This week's movie is Inside Out,
which is one of my favorites.
So good.
Yeah, so good,
right?
Yep.
So these have been really fun. You know, a couple hundred people come each week. Bring your chair, bring a blanket. Watch a show under the stars and the trees, which is fabulous. We are having our weekly now planning meetings about Tracks Music Series, which Melissa will announce soon for the fall. Festival, which is coming back. We're starting to think about the food truck rodeo. So great team with arts and culture. We're also taking calls for applications for the new Poet Laureate. We've got some more public art projects happening. So I call the arts team a small but mighty team, and they're having a huge impact here. So very busy.
We had Anna Richardson. We had her in yesterday to the studio for a conversation that's actually going to air at the start of next week about like the NAACP 75th anniversary coming up. And she was talking about that too. Like they've got like three or four people who are working on like developing this huge, I mean, probably more than three or four, but like a very small group of people that's working on developing like this huge month of activities. And she was like, man, Chapel Hill is a small town, but every time, like, anyone in Chapel Hill does something, we go big, right? Like,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And it's like a small town that's doing the work of a, like, major city.
It's like punching above our weight class,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And we actually, on the library side of things, we're going to partner with them for an event or two. Anna and Dr. Stroman are doing great work.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, on the library side of things, you mentioned the James Cates Scholar Showcase tonight, which we're so proud to have partnered with Danita and those young scholars. We also have at the library, I will mention, we have a new software platform for our events and room reservations, and it's really nice. So you pop onto our website and you hit events and you can see everything that's happening. And this Friday is our third of our summer Family Fun Fridays. So we have a couple of food trucks out there Friday, a great children's music. This is Alina Celeste con Mi Amigo Hamlet. So
nice.
This is some Latinx children's music from a couple great performers. So that's Friday, a couple bands.
Is it all like children's music about my friend Hamlet? Like, is it like just kids version of like...
Of Hamlet?
Of the Hamlet story, yeah.
No, it's not that. He's one of the performers along with Alina Celeste. But these have been really, really fun events. And one of my many meetings today is to think about, could we keep doing these in the fall?
Nice. I like it.
So we're busy.
So two things on what you said. First of all, the James Cates Scholars are awesome. And Andrew Stuckey had some of them on the air yesterday. So if you're listening out there and you want to hear more about the James Cates Scholars and the work they're doing, head to chapelboro.com and go to the News on the Hill archive. You can listen back to that conversation. It was great. I have a question about the Poet Laureate position.
Yes.
Chapel Hill is looking for a Poet Laureate. Carrboro is also looking for a Poet laureate. You don't have to be a resident of each respective town in order to apply. So I assume you're going to get applications from a lot of the same people. How do you not choose the same person?
Golly.
Do you have like a contingency plan in place? Like
I'm
calling
gonna
up
do the like international symbol for mind blow with the sound effect. You know, we honestly, I don't know that we've talked about that, but, you know, we work very closely with Charles Harrington mm-hmm. over at, Parks and Rec, now the interim director. Go
yes.
Charles. I'm sure that we'll have those conversations, but I'm kind of floundering here, Aaron. I honestly hadn't thought about that.
Because the Piedmont Laureate applications
okay,
are out, too.
Okay, just stop. My morning was going great. And now I'm going to have to schedule another meeting just on this topic. Come
Either
on.
That or you just all choose the same person, and it's just that one person who's just going around the triangle
like,
for 2 years.
Laureate trifecta.
Yeah. Trinity. There we go.
There we go.
Awesome. So speaking with Susan Brown, Chapel Hill Public Library, we're talking books. So let's talk books. We're thinking about like this day and this week in history is our prompt, right?
Yes. I got one.
I got two.
You
so
go first,
I should start.
Then,
All
buddy.
Right. So this day in history, August 10th, 1889, was the birthday of Charles Darrow, who is not Clarence Darrow, the lawyer, but Charles Darrow, the inventor of the game.
Parcheesi?
Monopoly.
Oh, I almost said that.
So, like, one of the classic board games of all time. So I was thinking about, like, oh, books about board games. One of my favorites, and this is, like, an early YA book. Like, this is for, like, young teenagers. I think I read it in middle school, and it was all the rage when I was in middle school. So, of course, every kid today is going to think this is super outdated. But William Slater, who is a great, like, early young adult sci-fi fantasy writer, mostly science fiction, but a little bit of fantasy thrown in there, wrote a great book called Interstellar Pig, which I think has a sequel now that I never read, but the original book is fantastic. It's about this kid. He moves in, or he's like living in the house, and then like new neighbors move in next door, and they're like weird and eclectic. So of course he's drawn to them, and they start hanging out. And they've got this board game that they're playing called Interstellar Pig that he wants to join in on. And as soon as he joins in on it, he realizes that the game is real, and it's this like interstellar competition between different like alien species. And now that he's playing in the game, now he represents Earthlings, and they're in on it too. And it's one of those like if you win, you win, and if you lose, you lose kind of games. So now like
where does the pig come in?
It's the little MacGuffin. Like it's the thing that everyone is trying to get.
The pig?
The pig, yeah.
Love it.
And if you
okay.
get the pig, then big things can happen. But if you don't, then big things can happen.
Okay.
So now he's stuck.
Maybe you die. Is that what you're saying?
Perhaps.
Okay.
Who knows? You
All
have
right.
to read the book to find out. Interstellar Pig by William Slater.
Love it. So on this day in history, I often, when we do this, you know, you can Google, this day in history, and there's tons and tons of sites. My favorite one is, I think that this is from the History Channel, or history.com. And they have the list of things, but there's always like a lead article, like a lengthy feature on one thing and then a list of the other things. So on this day in history, August 10th, this is the lead article on history.com. And y'all know I'm a little dark and twisted
you
in
know,
my reading
right.
habits. On August 10th, 1977, 24-year-old postal employee David Berkowitz is arrested and charged with being Son of Sam, the serial killer who terrorized New York City.
I wasn't sure how dark you were going to get.
Well, there it is.
David Berkowitz, all right.
So, which makes me think of the plethora of fiction and nonfiction books about serial killers.
Mm.
And for me, one thing that I love, my older son just recently watched this, is Mindhunter on Netflix, which is this really great Netflix show. There's only been two seasons, I think. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of those shows that like the fan base is going to rally for a third season. But it focuses on two FBI agents, one of whom was the founder or one of the founders of the behavioral science unit, which is the folks who sort of crack the code on tracking serial killers.
Nice.
So that show is super popular, but folks may not know that it's based on a book.
All right.
So the book that I want to recommend is called, of all things, Mindhunter, Inside the FBI's Elite Serial Crime Unit. Really, really good behind-the-scenes look at how the FBI works and how they track down these evil serial killer people.
I love it.
You take it over and give me something lighter to end us on.
I will, real okay. quick. Tomorrow in history, August 11th, was the birthday of David Rice Acheson. Do you know that name? 1807.
Was he an interstellar pig?
No, this is the this is like the random trivia fact of the 1800s. David Rice Acheson is the guy who was president for one day.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, and like 1849, when James Polk was done being president and Zachary Taylor was going to take over, but Inauguration Day was on a Sunday that year, and Zachary Taylor was religious and didn't want to be inaugurated that day, so he like postponed his inauguration by a day. And according to presidential succession law, the guy who steps in when there's no one in the office is, I think, the president pro tem of the Senate or something like that. And that was David Rice Acheson. The reason I mentioned this and the reason I lead to the book is that that is a commonly like tossed around historical fact. The reality is that the Presidential Succession Act wasn't passed until later, so David Rice Acheson wasn't actually president that day. That's just like the story that we tell. It's a fun story, but it's totally made up. So in honor of that totally made up story, James Loewen has a book called Lies Across America, What Our Historic Sites Get Wrong.
Ooh, I love
that. He goes to all of these historic sites in history and like statues and plaques and historical markers and like big places that people go to and visit. And he looks at all of the like plaques and all of the stories that they tell about history, and he like picks them apart and deconstructs them, and what's right and what's wrong, and how are we telling and mistelling the story of American history. So
I just checked our catalog. We don't have it, but I think I'm going to order it today. It sounds really good.
Yeah, James Loewen's got a number of other like fun books. I think he's also the guy who wrote Lies My Teacher Taught Me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's done a few of these.
Awesome.
But it's super fun, and it's like a fun and interesting like approach to like what are we being told about American history and what's right and what's wrong.
It's
really cool. Yeah. So that's Talking Books. Hey, ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more information on the library. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.